A production of SDPB, South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Morning, the House Transportation meeting will come to order, and good morning to all of you, this huge audience that we have. We're really appreciative of the great support that you always hear consistently. And there's our vice chair coming in with such a great audience. We want to make sure that this is a lively day today, and it shall be with Senator Adelstein here. So welcome, Senator. First of all, welcome to the internet listeners. It's going to be a fun day today, so just make sure you turn your cell phones off and get ready to go. Secretary will call the roll.
Elliott, Ironcloud.
Here.
Kopp.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
McLaughlin.
Here.
Norstrup.
Here.
Russell. Shrimp.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Street. Vercio.
Here.
Junkie. And
here.
Here. We have a quorum present. The chair knows that you read the minutes from the last meeting, and I'm sure that she thinks that you do not have any changes, so she'd entertain a motion for an approval. Representative Steele moves the approval of the minutes as stated, seconded by Representative McLaughlin. Any comments on the or changes necessary to the minutes? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes so approved. Great. We can make sure that you signed in there, Mr. Van Gerpen and Mr. Adelstein, if you're going to be testifying. And at this point, we will turn over to the agenda, Senate Bill 151, an act to provide for a special motor vehicle license plate for parents of members of the United States Armed Forces who died while in service of this country. At this time, are there any proponents to Senate Bill 151?
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman.
Thank you.
I'm sorry your committee had to start a little late because the Senate committee was hanging over.
It's a constant battle every day.
Senator Abdullah, and I was told that he was done, and I explained to the person, not really, he's really rare.
Rare. We got your joke. Good one.
In any case, on not such a joyful topic, I'm a proponent for a bill that was introduced at the request of the wife of the Adjutant General. It's to allow a special plaque on the usual license plate that has for special organizations for those parents who have lost a child in service. I think that is a special recognition, and I know that some parents will want to do that. My only uncle was killed during the Second World War, and I don't think my grandfather, who never recovered from it, would be able to have taken advantage. He lived in Sioux City, Iowa, would have been able to take advantage of this offer. But for those parents that want that reminder, who want to tell the story of that incredible sacrifice and to remind all of us that freedom isn't free, I think it's a very gentle and very simple right to be given, and I hope that the bill will pass this unanimously in your House as it did in the Senate. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Senator. And their further proponent testimony, the Senate Bill 151.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Bill Van Gerpen, State Representative, District 19, Bonham, Douglas, Hutchinson, part of Turner County. Some of you know, a few years ago, I was a member of the House of Representatives, and I was placed on active duty for 2 years in the state of Iowa. And my tasking there was to develop a program when the soldiers came back from Iraq or Afghanistan that we could somehow make it an easier process as the spouses came back together and as the parents rejoined their families after being gone for a year or 18 months. That particular program now is being used in a number of states across this country. And so we're grateful that the Army and the Air Force and the other parts of our defense system have recognized the need for that. As a part of that responsibility, I was also tasked to knock on the door and notify parents and spouses when their son or daughter or husband or wife had been killed in action in Afghanistan or Iraq, or I guess that was where it was, just those two places. And had to do that a number of times, and I can tell you it was not easy. You had anxiety about their response and what would happen, and so we had a process we had to go through as we notified these family members. The other night, my wife was watching she was flipping the channels, and there was a movie that come on about a Marine who was escorting a fallen Marine back to this country, and it just triggered thoughts in my mind, and I said, I can't watch that. It brings back too many memories. And that's me who just had to deliver the message. And I think of the mothers and the fathers and the spouses who deal with the loss of a loved one like that and how difficult that is. And I think this bill, and I applaud my colleague and good friend from the Senate for bringing it, I think what it does, it gives some recognition to these parents and the and I guess this one reads, I believe, to the parents of the members, right, for the sacrifice that they have made. And one of the things that I noticed as I'd go back to visit some of the families that I delivered this notice to was that they had taken a room of their house and they'd set aside an entire room with memorabilia, with awards, decorations, other kinds of things, uniforms, what have you, that was of their soldier. And they would show that room. It was completely dedicated for the purpose of showing to others the sacrifice that that family had given toward the defense of our freedoms that we enjoyed in this country. And so I see this as sort of an addition to that, to give the parents that opportunity to receive the recognition that they deserve for the huge sacrifice that they have given. And so, Madam Chair, with that and testimony, I'll conclude mine. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Engerpen. Further proponents to Senate Bill 151. Further proponents to Senate Bill 151. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chairman.
I think turn your mic on. We want to hear you.
It always looks like it's on. I would like to hand out copies of what our web page looks like with the military plates, and I apologize if I don't have enough quite for everybody, but it just gives you an idea of the plates that are out there to honor our military personnel. We did, when we saw this bill, we did work with Senator Adelstein, and we thank him for working with us. The amendment that we put on over in the Senate, which is that these plates will be paid for. So they'll pay the full license fees for the plates. They'll pay a $10 fee for the making of the plate the first time they get it. After that, they'll just pay the regular renewal fee. And that's very similar to those veterans plates that you see on the handout that you're getting that are the military plates, so the ones at the lower level. They pay the regular fee. They pay a $10 for the actual plate when they get it, and then they just pay their regular license fee. So they are paying for the use of the roads and highways and supporting the infrastructure that we all use. So we certainly do sympathize with the parents who have lost children while serving their country, and we have no problem in developing a plate that will honor them. So we do rise in support of the bill. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Hilmer. Further proponents to Senate Bill 151. Further proponents to Senate Bill 150. None, seeing none. Any opponents for Senate Bill 151? Any opponents for Senate Bill 151? Seeing none, I'll close public testimony. If you have any further comments, Senator Astin or Representative Van Gerpen? This time I'll open up for committee questions. Any questions from the committee? At this time, we'll close. There we go. Representative Steele.
Got to at least say something.
Saved you at the
last. I had two questions.
Great.
She answered them both. Thank you, Deb.
Deb's so efficient. Good question. Representative Junkie?
Thank you, Madam Chair. For either one of the proponents, if you could just kind of give us, I know there's not going to be a significant amount of numbers, but possibly in your best guesstimation, you know, what we'll be looking at for numbers, if you could come and just tell us, just for, I know it ain't going to be a significant amount, but if we're running legislation, if somebody asks us, how many is this involved? Thank you, Madam Chair.
So far, in Afghanistan and in Iraq, at least as of 2 weeks ago, have we lost anyone since then? I think not. I think we had 25. But of course, this will go for parents who lost someone in the Korean War or Vietnam, and I guess parents of World War II, I think my grandparents are all gone anymore, those parents.
Thank you, Senator Edelstein. Further questions from the committee? Representative Shrimp.
Well, I think it's one little thing we can do for them, and I would totally support it. And with time, too, I'd make the motion to do pass.
All right. We'll just close for questions. Any questions? Further questions before we make a motion of action? Just before we do that, Representative Shrimp, I'm just going to make sure we have a few more questions covered, and then we'll move to committee action discussion. Representative Ironclaw.
Good morning to our listeners and our committee and our guests here. I just had a question, and is there a possibility to differentiate between male, female, native, non-native, if they so choose to?
Senator Alstein or Deb Hilmer?
I would think not. The bill is a design that the design will recognize a child. I don't think there will be any distinction between gender or race or any other question. When you've given your life for your country, those things are no longer significant.
Senator Adelson, thank you. Follow-up, Representative Ironclaw.
Yeah, I guess if I could just clarify my question here. My question is, if they did choose to, you know, would it be possible for that? Because I realize what you say, but, you know, I know, like, for example, when our veterans, you know, I know they're pretty proud of the state they come from, you know, just using that as an example. So I guess my question is it possible to go down that path?
I think not. I think that'd be pretty complicated to try and make that other designation or to put the person's individual's name on it. I think it'd be almost impossible to have a really an attractive design that would do that. I remember one of the second persons lost was a woman from I think it was from Pine Ridge I don't think there's any way to make a change. I think just it should be a uniform for any parents who have lost a child.
Thank you, Senator Adelson. Deb Hilmer, do you have any comments on that? I think it's the consistency of the plate, the license plate. That's what it boils down to, is the plate and the size of it and the graphics on the plate. Deb, can you share that for us, the Division of Motor Vehicles?
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Deb Hilmer. I think that once we do the design will be consistent throughout. So anybody that qualifies for it based on the criteria that's set out then would be able to obtain a gold star plate. There are a number of states that do have these plates to honor their parents, so it's not something totally new. I think the state of Iowa I looked at last year had a gold star, and they issue them to their members. So we would keep consistent with that plate.
A question from the chair here, Ms. Hilmer. Under the gold star, what will it say? Because I know this says veteran. Will it say?
That's probably a good question. We will work with the military or the veterans associations and develop what that plate then will look like. But I believe the one that I saw from Iowa just has the gold star on it, and it says gold star below it. So it will not necessarily say veteran, because that person that has it is not the veteran. So we'll do it as a gold star recognition.
Thank you, Deb. Any further questions of the committee? If not, we'll move. Did you have one, Representative Steele? No. And not at this time, Representative Shrimp will move to committee discussion and or action.
Yes, I'm going to vote do pass, but I got a little comment quick. I had one of my closest neighbors. I went to both of the funerals. There's two Native Americans. One lived a little ways from me, and the other one was pretty near a neighbor to me, and I think this is one thing we can do for him, and I'll make a do pass motion.
Do pass motion by Representative Shrimp. Is there a second? Second by Representative Street. Any comments on the further comments from the do pass motion? Okay. Representative Kopp.
I have a comment I would like to make. I think that the parents of these fallen warriors have already paid the ultimate price. Is there any way we can amend or negate the $10 fee they have to pay?
At this time, there's a do pass motion on the floor, so if you wanted to do anything, you'd have to make a substitute motion, because there is a do pass motion that has been seconded. We could also make a motion if you wanted to, or do something else on the floor, but this time you'd have to make a substitute motion to amend if you wanted to do something like that.
I could make a substitute motion to amend. I'm not sure if this would, if they would find this favorable to their bill or not. If
comments from the chair, I know the amendment that they put on the Senate was to put in the price of the dollar value of the plate for the fact of making it fair with other plate holders and from the Division of Motor Vehicles, that all the veteran plates, they all pay an extra $10 fee to, so they would make it consistent that way. So that was the amendment that was put in on the Senate side. But again, we can take any action if the committee so chooses for a vote. Sure. Could you, Representative Junkie has the amendment that pulled up.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and for Representative Copps. This is the amendment that was, I guess I could have let him read it, but just so the whole committee. The amendment that the Senate Transportation Committee did was on page 2 of the printed bill, lines 2 and 3, delete lines 2 and 3, and insert a non-commercial license plate in addition to the non-commercial license plate fees. An additional fee of $10 shall be charged for the special license plates. However, no additional fee may be charged for the renewal stickers placed on the special license plates. So they did put the $10 in on the Senate side. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Junkie. Further comments at this point, just further comments. Representative McLaughlin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think I support the bill as it is. I don't think we need to complicate it by trying to do too much more. I think this will give the recognition that we want and be consistent with the other how the Senate and the other plates that we have of similar nature.
Thank you, Representative.
I just leave it the way it is.
Thank you, Representative McLaughlin. Representative Steele.
I guess I'd feel the same way in the sense that I think these are parents that are proud of their sons and daughters, and I think that they can be a part of it by kicking in the $10. They're not looking for handouts, and I think that's why that bribe brings them in to be a part of this, and so I think it's good the way it is. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Steele. Further comments on the do pass motion, Representative Kopp, you can make any substitute motion if you feel so choose. If not, we can do something on the floor as well. But at this time, we do have before us a do pass motion seconded by Representative Street. Further comments on the do pass motion, Representative Street.
Just briefly to thank Senator Adelstein for bringing this bill, and thank Representative Van Gerpen for his extraordinary service in a very, very difficult area. So.
Thank you, Representative Street. I believe all of us on the committee echo those comments. So thank you, Representative Street, for acknowledging that. And we commend you, and we shake our heads in amazement that you could do that for us. And any further comments at this time? I'll restate the motion, then we'll take committee action on that. The do pass motion before you on Senate Bill 151 is the do pass motion. All those in favor will signify by aye. Opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Ironcloud.
Aye.
Cobb.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
McLaughlin.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Shrimp.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Street.
Aye.
Verschio.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
And Krebs.
Aye. 12-0, Senate Bill 151 goes to the floor with a unanimous approval. And at this time, yes, Representative Verschio.
I move consent, please. No?
May I speak that?
Yes, there is a move consent. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Russell. Comments on the consent motion? Yes.
I respect that motion, but I think this is something that Representative Van Gerpen should just kind of elaborate a little on the floor. You know, we put it on consent. If there's not a question, it just goes. Just a 2 or 3 minute. I think Representative Van Gerpen would do good to give this some floor time.
If there's anybody that opposes it, to make the when we do the vote, so that way we'll hear that at that point. I'm just going to make a statement. If I see some students came in the door, the consent motion is that anybody that has a unanimous vote on a bill, you can put it on the consent calendar so there's no debate on the floor unless somebody has a question on it. But this bill the motion is right before us as a consent motion. So this is a voice vote. All those in favor of the consent motion signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. No, it does not move to consent. So what happened there for those in the audience is that the bill does not go into the consent calendar so that we can hear the bill on the floor. And I think in all due respect, we definitely want to hear that. And Representative Van Gerpen, we are glad that you're carrying it. Thank you for bringing this forward. At this time, I guess we've got a couple pages here I want to quick introduce, and then I think we have some people in the audience. It's a short day today. We already had just our one bill and the Senate Bill 151, and I see we have some service members in the back of the room. It was an act to provide for a special motor vehicle license plate for parents of members of the United States Armed Forces who died while in service of this country. So we just passed a bill that if they had any parents that had a family member, a son or daughter, die, that they would be able to purchase a Gold Star plate. So this is something you'll see around after July 1 will take an effect. If you see a plate out there with a Gold Star on it, that means that they have lost a family member, a son or a daughter, in duty. And that can go back to the Korean War and the Vietnam War, as well as our current, the Gulf War as well, and the War on Freedom as well. So I wanted to make sure that we acknowledge that. Who are our pages today? Please stand up and introduce yourselves.
My name is Chelsea Paulson. I'm from Clark.
Great. Thanks, Representative Wagner Kirpin.
My name is Candace Shippey, and I'm from Cologne.
Thank you for being here today. And I see we have students come in, so before we adjourn, this is terrible. We just had one bill. You guys missed out on a great bill we just heard. May I have some acknowledgement of where you guys are from? Gregory. All right. Is the whole class Gregory?
Yep.
All of you. Wow, you missed out on a good one. We just got done. So our committee actually might have to find another room with committee. We just had one bill on the docket today. Towards the end of the session in your committees, we tend to have fewer bills in the committee because a lot of them are getting to the floor for debate. So today we had one bill, and I think before we do adjourn, members, thank you first of all being here, Gregory. Do you want to have discussion on the summer study proposals today, or do you want to do that on Tuesday? Because if we could...
Madam Leader, what else do we have scheduled for Tuesday?
Nothing. We are all done with Senate bills as of this time, so we have no further bills to take up in committee. Do you want to do Tuesday? It would be a short meeting on Tuesday. Just do Tuesday?
Is there any advantage to have it this week rather than next at all?
No. If you do have an idea or proposal for a summer study, there are forms that you can get. First of all, you can bring your ideas, and then I'll have some forms ready, which I know Dave already has some ready to go that we can fill in and come to consensus on. But so over the weekend, we think of any ideas to bring forth. And for those of you in the Gregory class, what a summer study is that committee members can bring forth ideas that can be reviewed over the summer, and they can meet up to 5 times that year to review maybe highway needs or funding or transportation issues or bridges or whatever they so choose. And each committee has those opportunities. And since it's transportation, we would try to bring forth something of an idea of transportation related. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to, but we typically do bring germane to our committee. And so on Tuesday, then, our meeting will be short again. We'll just look for ideas and thoughts for a summer study. At this time, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved by Representative Kopp, seconded by Junkie. All those in favor of the adjournment motion? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. All right.